I'm with Carola from the Valencia region, isn't it? Tourism. But we're down here in the I was going to say the heart of new Valencia, at least, because old Valencia's up there on the hill. And this is this extraordinary park of the arts and the sciences. Now, the last time I was here, I remember the reason this park was here, I think, is because this used to be the riverbed, didn't it? And then you moved the river to the other side of town, and now you've got this fantastic park with these extraordinary buildings. Tell me about the buildings.
Well, we moved the old river from here because in the 57 it was a flood, and then there was all this area was destroyed, and then they want to just bring it back to Valencia. And then we started to do like Palace of the Music, this behind this complex. And then they started with that, and Calatrava, Santiago Calatrava, the architect, he took the project and he started to do the City of Arts and Sciences. We started by the Hemispheric, that is an IMAX cinema, and then we put the Sciences Museum and the Promenade Column Bragley there in the 2000. And then we continue because we love it.
down the river,
and we wanted just to arrive to the sea. This is really close to here. It's just 2 kilometers over there. And then we started with the Oceanographic. It's one of the biggest aquariums in Europe. And then after that, we did the Opera House that we're going to visit after this. And then the Agora, that is for events.
It is an extraordinary collection of buildings and bridge as well. There's this beautiful bridge here that looks like a harp. We're going to struggle to try and describe it. There are always pictures on the website anyway for people to see. But it is they are beautiful buildings. And they're representative of what? Of bone structure?
The museum is made like a bone structure of a dinosaur, and from this side. And from the other side, it looks like a cascade made of glass. And then we just put together something like technique with the concrete and steel, but they want to represent the nature. So it's like kind of bring together the new and the old thing, and the new and the old Valencia put it together.
The great thing about this museum is that it's a hands-on museum. Kids love it. I mean, we're standing out here on the balcony because, frankly, in there it is a cacophony of noise, but they really do enjoy it, don't they?
Yeah, they really enjoy it. Our lemma, our mood is it's forbidden not to touch. The kids, when they come here, they have to touch everything. They have to experiment. We have the labs are really sure to read because we prefer that they experiment how this moves, how it works. Mm-hmm. And then also we can see here how the little chicken they grow because we have real eggs, and then you can see how they go out of them. So we want just to have the sciences really touchy.
And it's also if we carry on the theme down to the aquarium, that's the other element of the sciences down there. As you say, that's a huge aquarium, and it's one that again kids absolutely love.
Yeah, they really love to go there because they made the glasses of something that is like silicone acrylic, and they're really close of the animals, and they also have activities that they can touch the animals. They have a pool, a touching pool, and they enjoy to go there because they can feel free and just to be around the tiger sharks, around the belugas, around the walruses. Yeah. So it's really nice. My nephew loves to come here.
That's the arts and the sciences, as it were, during the daytime. In the evening, it really does swing to the arts, doesn't it? Because in buildings like this, the Agora, a very, very striking building. You've got a concert in there tonight.
Tonight we have the David Guetta concert here because of the Formula One. Yep. And then we also use the venues to do all kind of events. In 2 weeks, we have the campus party here that is a really big congress of people around the computing things and about the news, and it's going to be a really thing. We have horses competitions here. We drive the legs on there, and then we put the horses there.
Oh,
and
really?
It's an international show that comes here. And also we have tennis in the Agora.
Yeah.
And of course we have opera in the Palace of the Arts.
And the thing I love about it is that it feels with the kids in there and with the concert in there tonight and all the activities you describe, it feels like a facility for Valencians. It really is somewhere that's useful for people to go and be and enjoy themselves. And you really get that in the mornings, don't you? If you come down here into the park in the mornings, it's full of cyclists and joggers. This is a working space, isn't it?
Yeah, we wanted to give back to Valencia the river. We wanted to give it back to all the Valencians, kids, old people, that they also have a kind of gym in the garden that they can just play there. So we wanted to give it to all the Valencians. They can enjoy it here and also come by nights, come by days. We put terraces. So we want that the people come here and enjoy it.